Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, it's Friday.
Let's get into this.
Very pumped for the weekend, Final Four, your baseball.
We're getting hyped.
And, of course, lots of lamping. That's really on my list of things to do or to
don't. We're getting
hyped. I thought you were going to say not only the Final Four, not only baseball. Today you get new episodes of Love is Blind.
Oh, yeah!
So, I mean, could life be better than this?
Well, Rich, save it and hold it, because later in the show, we go over weekend hobnobbing, all the things you need to watch in the world of sports and pop culture, so that you know what's going on.
I brought in my guitar, and I'm going to sing a song for you guys later.
Oh, don't do it. I saw it on Love is Blind. It's a bad move. Trust me.
I don't know.
We're Covino and Rich. We be rocking out. Let's go.
All right.
We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios, honk. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, get over here, Ramos. Let me honk your nose. Come on, get over here.
Honk.
Also brought to you by Progressive Insurance, making bundling easy and affordable. Get that multi-policy discount. Combine your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. I have to start the show by saying, F you, San Diego Padres. I hate you. You already let me down. I'm a Mets fan, but yesterday, to start the season, I figured let me do a quick little parlay. I'm not a big baseball gambler. If you're gambling on baseball, might be a little too much.
You're a gambling fool.
But listen, it's fun, right? So I do a 5-game parlay. I know it's boring to hear about other people's bets, but it's simple. I said, all right, Yankees, check.
Are you going to tell me about your baseball fantasy team next?
No, I won't. I promise.
But how about your bracket? You still want to talk about that?
You know what? Let me rip it up and get out of here. I'll see you guys later.
Any pictures of your kids you want to show me?
Here's my kid at the playground.
What'd you eat for lunch today?
Here's one of the... Man, I hate you guys.
Hey, Rich is going to give you a whole breakdown on the weekend weather, so stick around.
Can I slam your heads together? Can I do that?
All right, but let me guess. Traffic on the way here?
Any other boring convo? No. So, Rich, I know you came real close to a sweet parlay.
Yesterday I said, hey, let's all start the baseball season with a quickie parlay. I said, you got the Yanks, Gerrit Cole on the mound. The Mets are playing the Marlins, even though Alcantara was pitching. I said, so Yanks, Mets, big market teams. I said, the Blue Jays look like a hot team this year.
Gambler.
They edged out the Cardinals. The Dodgers. I was like, the Dodgers won 115 games last year. Opening day at home. Dodgers won. So I remember yesterday I said $60 to win $725.
Oh, wow.
And it all came down to the stupid Padres who couldn't beat the Rockies.
Boom, 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 boom.
We made fun of the Rockies yesterday when Danny G picked him out of the hat
for one
of his teams. We made fun of the Rockies.
I'm going to win that $120 now.
I know. So, hey, happy gambling. Enjoy your weekend, like Covino said, of March Madness, of baseball, of some good fights, some Love is Blind, and we'll get to all that. But
you know what else I'm excited for? Not even lying.
What is that?
Well, I've been fasting because I did some blood work this morning. Friday, personal side note, Friday for Rich and I, and spot. It's our one day to do all the stuff we don't have time to do throughout the rest of the week.
Struggling.
Yeah. So today I had a dentist appointment and a doctor's appointment, and they told me that I couldn't eat for my blood work, but they also said I couldn't do some other stuff for my blood work.
I've never heard of it either.
That I don't know if I could say on Fox Sports Radio.
And I said, really?
They said nothing aggressive, let's put it that way. And I said, well, I'm not really an aggressive guy anyway.
Yeah, but I've never had blood work done. Have you guys ever had blood work done where they said, I've heard them say, don't eat like for 12 hours before your blood work. Or, you know, after you eat dinner, don't eat until you get your blood work done.
They also said no sexy time for like 2 days.
Well, that's what I was insinuating.
Yeah.
I was insinuating, I've never heard a doctor say, don't do that. And I'm thinking to myself, were you getting your like count or something?
No, they were just testing my blood for everything.
I thought they were testing your endurance.
were you able
to do it? I couldn't, Doc. I'm sorry. I lost
the
bet.
You're probably going to think I'm excited for some, you know, sexy time. That's not it at all. I'm just excited to, you know, stuff my face because I really haven't eaten much in the past, you know, day and a half and have a nice drink tonight. Cervezas, órale! I can't wait for that weekend cocktail. You know, I can't wait for that old-fashioned, watch some highlights. And I'll tell you what, you know what really fires me down? Because I'm real fired up for the weekend, as you guys can tell. I'm all chalked up. But when you look at the schedule, like, I was so let down. I thought for sure the Yankees played today. Like, my eyes even looked at the schedule and saw that they played today at 1:05 or whatever. And I'm like, oh, yeah, can't wait. And today's the off day. And I'm like, man,
now
I hate off days.
You might think you're the late, great genius Lanny Poffo, but just to be stat boy, do we all know why today's an off day for a lot of teams?
Why?
Dan knows. Well, hold on. Let's not go to Dan yet. Do you guys know?
I know because Dan told me.
Is it also their day to go to the dentist and get blood work?
Yeah, because Aaron Judge had blood work and he had to go.
That's why he seemed a little grumpy.
He had to go to the eye doctor.
Let it be known. I just brought that up as the reminder to everybody. If you pay for benefits, you might as well use them. I don't have anything wrong with me. I was just doing my daily, yearly checkups and how do you do?
Well,
that's all.
I mean, that's the truth. I preach it and I'm overdue myself. But you're right. If you look at your paycheck and you're like, what do they take out for insurance?
Right.
Then if you're the guy that's like, yeah, I haven't been to the dentist or doctor in years.
Yeah.
Then what the hell are you paying insurance for?
I'm just being safe and taking advantage of that. That's all. So I did that today. But why is everybody off?
Yankees
is it a holiday? Oh, it's Julio Cesar Chavez,
yes.
The boxer day.
No, that's not it.
Oh.
You know,
it's not for the boxer.
Oh, I know. Me. It's National Flip Flop Day.
No, it's actually National Potato Day today as well.
Well, why are they off?
I'll let Dan Byer take it away. Dan, if you want to chime in, my good pal.
Well, I think they usually do it to give flexibility in case bad weather early on in the season.
Well,
so if opening day is rained out.
If you had tickets for opening day, and opening day usually comes with more clout, more money, you know, you want to go to opening day. Let's say opening day was rained out. So would that mean the next day, whoever had tickets to game two, now they're the opening game? It's unfair to the opening day ticket holders. So after opening day, you'll notice it next week, like the Mets have their home opener in a week and a half, and it's a Thursday, and then Friday off again.
I've noticed that pattern. I just forgot about it. And I even looked at the schedule. I guess I just read it wrong.
Well, I looked at the schedule also because you're used to your team either having what? A Monday or a Thursday off.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe once or twice a month.
Yeah.
There'll be that Monday day off
or
the Thursday. I'm like, Friday doesn't seem right because it's usually a three-game set, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That day. I'm already spoiled. We're only one game in. I'm already mad about it.
So they weren't lying when they said you were going to get to weather talk.
And you know what?
Thanks, Rich.
The other factor that I'm sure Dan Byer knows as well, I was asking one of my buddies about it. I said, I don't want to look it up. So that's my new thing. I'm like, until I look it up, let me see if someone I know knows it. Like you said, do the old fashioned. Use your freaking noggin.
Use your noggin or call or phone a friend.
What do the following games have in common? The five games that are going on today. Because these are the games that took the chance. The games that are being played today, those teams and places took the chance to have back-to-back games to start the season. In Miami, in Houston that has the retractable, in San Diego, in Los Angeles, and in Seattle with a retractable. So if you have a home game, if there's a game today, it's because it's foolproof with the weather.
Not the way it's been raining here in Los Angeles for the past 2 months, though.
I was going to say, L.A. almost messed that up.
Right.
81 home games last season in L.A. What do you think the average temperature was at first pitch?
68.
74 degrees.
Wow.
Yesterday, 53.
I wonder if Dan Byer knew that.
Well, it was also 150 degrees at some point last summer, so I figured it would be somewhat high.
Averaging a couple 108s and a couple 115s.
Yeah, those Sunday games.
I baked a cake at a Dodger game one time in the bleachers. Gosh.
Yeah, I made an omelet on the cement in left field bleachers. Crack a couple eggs.
We're happy to be here. It's our favorite 2 hours of the day. Thank you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, for hanging out with us. And we have lots of baseball and more observations to make. Now, you know, of course, yesterday we were all fired up about opening day and all our observations. But, you know, after you get home and you see the rest of the highlights, you notice a little bit more. Like maybe the most impressive catch of all time. Or was it?
No, you know what? I know that you and Ramos disagree, but
I saw some nice streaks on the mound yesterday.
We're going to get to your observations.
And they weren't Gerrit Cole's.
We're going to get to
quickie
observations from day one of baseball. And then we will get to Joe Burrow's vow of silence.
Joe Burrow's vow. We saw some guy get pummeled in the outfield last night. There's lots to talk about.
We'll get some NBA action for the weekend. But Ramos, out the gate, Covino walks up to me before we start the show, and he goes, can you believe Ramos doesn't respect that catch last night?
High fly ball to right from Peterson. Hit well. Renfro got turned around and somehow still made the catch.
Now, I don't know how anybody who likes sports has missed this highlight, but like I said, I just came back from the dentist and the doctor. And I was talking to my dentist. I was like, yeah, everything's going great. Everything's going great at Fox.
Sure.
No, we're at Fox Sports now. Yeah, everything's great. Did you see that catch last night? And he was like, what catch? I'm like, did you see that catch? Did you see the guy get pummeled at the Dodgers game? The guy was like, no. So not everybody is in the know all the time because they're busy and living life. If you don't know what we're talking about, it was the Angels game last night. Jace Peterson hits a rope to the outfield. Hunter Renfro just starts running back toward the wall and throws his glove up and makes a no-look catch. And I saw the headline first. And I'm like, what does that even mean, no-look catch? No-look catch?
And then you watch the highlight, and he backpedals, turns around and runs, turns around again, just flails his glove up in the air.
That's wild.
So I agree with Ramos, who hasn't even gave his stance yet. I believe Ramos believes all luck, no skill.
Well, my point was that when I saw the Twitter feed, because Twitter was abound by this play.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody wrote, what a great catch, or this great catch by Hunter Renfro. So when I hear a great catch, I assume it's like the guy's running, he's tracking the ball, he dives, he sees it.
You're thinking like Jim Edmonds or Ken Griffey Jr. or
Willie Mays.
Yeah, Willie Mays.
The ball into his glove, but it's still a hell of a catch. When I saw that play, I said it should say Hunter Renfro with the luckiest catch of the night because he just put his glove out. If that happened 9 more times, that ball would go past his glove and off the wall.
No doubt. It was like last Saturday. I was playing softball. Oh. I was playing third grade.
Wait, hold on. Are you about to compare your
Hunter Renfro?
No, I am.
Rich Davis. Here you go.
Hunter Renfro. Rich Davis. Listen, you play on a softball field with the lighter balls. You get rockets hit at you as fast as a baseball. That's the damn truth. It's smaller field.
No, I doubt it.
No. Do you know anything about the different types of softballs?
But I know they're not hitting it at an exit velocity of 110 miles per hour like they do in the big leagues.
Without a doubt.
I don't think there's guys like O'Neal Cruz hitting rockets at you, bro. Sorry. I disagree.
Way closer.
Disagree.
Well, anyway.
I'd rather talk about your bets than the sizes of softballs.
I know it comes in at you fast, but you can say the same about Little League. It comes in quicker. I get it.
What was that fact about the weather on Fridays?
Grown men.
Opening day.
Someone hit like a bullet, like a one-hopper. I practically closed my eyes. Caught on the one-hopper. Everyone was like,
who? 55-year-old Bart?
You never played a sport in your life.
That's not true.
You played one game of soccer.
That's not true. I played two seasons of soccer. I played basketball until I was in eighth
grade. You're the type of guy that would strike out in slow-pitch softball.
Oh, man.
Actually,
dude.
No, I'm pretty good.
Wow.
After the show today, let's go to the batting cage down the block and video and stream it on Facebook or Instagram.
So oddly competitive. I'm just saying that.
Well, he's insulting me. I can't insult him back.
I'm just saying
the first guy that says the big leagues
compared to your softball is a little different. And I was just, you know, making fun at your expense. I was joking.
I'm talking about luck. Like, I didn't, you know, the bullets hit at you in the infield.
Okay.
If you just put your glove there and you catch it, I promise you, it's not skill. It's you guessed. And Renfro guessed right, the same way a softball guy would or a little league kid would sometimes.
And that was the luckiest catch ever. And it trumps any Sunday softball game ever.
Of course, but you ever see a hard bouncer back at the mound? It could be little league or the pros. And the pitcher just throws his glove up and he catches it. That's nuts. You ever see a pitcher like he catches it through his legs because he just puts his glove there? Same
right,
thing.
But that to me is more like defensive. Like the pitcher, when the ball gets hit back to the pitcher, it's natural for your body to protect yourself, and the ball may go in. This wasn't defensive. This was a guy who got turned around, had no idea where the ball was, and just threw his glove up, and the ball went in.
But he sort of stabbed at it, like
it was like a stab. It was like a
moving forward. It was so insane. And the headlines
he has a confidence in the way he snags that ball,
dude. It's
and then he jogs away laughing, knowing what he just did,
dude. Even Shohei Ohtani, who's probably done so many miraculous things in his career, had his hands over his head, like, "What the heck was that?" Jace Peterson had no idea what was going on, and every headline read, "Angels Hunter Renfro's opening day no look grab, maybe the catch of the year already in game one." So we ask you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, the luckiest catch ever, like Ramos is saying, or the best catch ever, or maybe both. You know, what are your thoughts on it? Give us a call at 877-99 on Fox. Day one, we already had a crazy highlight, which I hope sets a precedent for this season, because there's another theory going on. You know, why is there so much more excitement about this season? Rich has a theory. You know, why is Megan Thee Stallion out there? Huh? You know, why is there a different level of hype?
Oh, that's... I didn't know who it was. I was like, who's attached to that butt? It was Megan Thee Stallion. Okay, that
Rich
was
cute. Rich only saw the cheeks and the pants.
I saw the booty and the 222 on the back of her jersey. Like, but
did you see the Astros catcher?
I saw the Astros catcher, yeah.
Yeah. Got a cheap hug in there.
Yeah, I saw that.
Go for it, man.
You know, are they trying to skew a little younger? Is it working? There seems to be more excitement.
Well, I mean,
this highlight only adds to the fun.
The rules, listen, baseball has been known to slow down. When you look at how long the games were, people talk about the pitch clock. Games used to be short. It was only over the last decade or so where it got really boring and long. I think baseball, the World Baseball Classic, the new rules, hey, Megan Thee Stallion, throw out the first pitch. All these little things, the antics and some of the younger players.
Adam Wainwright, sing the national anthem. Let's have some fun.
I do
maybe,
think.
Maybe the Savannah Bananas. Little WBC, maybe all of this combined just got us more hyped and made baseball as a whole loosen up a little bit.
Yeah, and I think I'll leave it at that. Nothing else to say other than perhaps baseball has taken the proactive steps to start appealing to younger people. And for any older person that's like, it doesn't need to change, they're not going after you. It's like products. Guess what? You already know the beer you drink. Or back in the day, like when people smoked cigarettes, they were going after kids. They weren't going after old people. When people market... And Spot, we talked about this recently on our podcast. Like, cereals go after little kids, products, even adult products.
Yeah, what's the fun fact about cereals?
I'll tell you, if you ever go down the cereal aisle, let's say you're going now by yourself as an adult, you'll notice that Lucky the Leprechaun and Sunny from Cocoa Puffs and Silly Rabbit, they're sort of junk gazing. They're bulge gazing at you. And you wonder why. It's because they're strategically... positioned to be staring at the kids and looking low.
Every character on a cereal box is looking down.
So,
you know why? Because it's on a shelf and they want the character to look at a little kid.
Right. So, a little kid's looking up. He sees Count Chocula and Captain Crunch and they're all looking and pointing at the little kid.
And what was the old school example we learned in like marketing in high school and college? Like Joe Camel and all the... There's always some type of like, we're going after the next generation. Right? So
maybe a fact that we're witnessing baseball going after a new generation and we're all reaping the benefits for it. And if you're against it, you're just an old timer who's a little grumpy about some change and hopefully you come around. But man, the past few weeks with the WBC and all the highlights mixed with social media and everything we saw yesterday is setting up for a real fun and exciting season.
So to put a little bow on day one of baseball, because there is one story we do want to get to and it has to do with a proposal at Dodger Stadium. But any final thought?
Yeah, lucky catch or best catch ever.
That's it. Lucky catch or best catch. We're going to talk about the proposal, but is there any one observation to put a little bow on this conversation? Because I have one. The pitch clock, the enforcement of it, only one time did I think it was like, that's questionable. And I promise you, it's not because it went against my Mets, but We didn't hear the volume because the game was on the TV in yesterday. Ramos, do you know the play I speak of? So, Pete Alonso's on first base. McNeil rips a foul ball. But Alonso, maybe the hit and run was on. He was rounding second. He had to go back to first base. And he took his time. And the umpire deemed Pete Alonso didn't get back to first base in time, so he awarded McNeil a strike.
That's
why Buck Showalter came in and said, what are you talking about?
Yeah, we saw that happening live yesterday.
I'll say it one last time, so if people don't know what I'm talking about. Pete Alonso on the Mets is on first base.
Okay.
Gets a lead, hit and run, runs on the pitch, line drive to right field, it's foul. But Alonso had already rounded second. The pitch clock then starts after the foul ball, and Alonzo's, you know, sort of dilly-dallying, getting back to first base like they did every other year. The umpire's like, Matt, strike!
Wow.
Because Alonso had not...
He has to be on his hustle, too.
Runners have to respect
the pitch clock as well.
And this is the discretion people talk about. Like, should the umpire have been like, well, the hit and run was on, and he was rounding second. Give the guy a second to get back to the bag. But they were like, nope,
well,
strike.
Luckily, it worked in McNeil's favor anyway. Didn't he get a hit?
He got a hit after that. But still, yeah, it's, you know...
Wow. Okay.
So just
observations we got to get used to. Your thoughts on the luckiest catcher, the best catch ever, Hunter Renfro, in all of your highlight feeds yesterday. And we got to talk about a wedding proposal gone wrong.
Or gone right.
Or
gone right. So we'll get to that. We'll also get to the vow of silence, a negotiating tactic for Joe Burrow. So we'll talk a little NFL, NBA this weekend, and a bunch more. Covino and Rich right here on FSR.
Shopping for tires can be deflating. Not at TireRack.com. Fast free shipping and free road hazard protection are just the start. And did you know they test tires? They got their own test track where they push tires to the limit. Great traction and a comfortable ride. They share their results so you can make an informed choice. So go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive.
What do you drive? Let them know. Not sure where to begin? Try the Tire Decision Guide for a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, or where you drive. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to one of 10,000 recommended installers, or they'll ship them to you. Free road hazard protection. Mobile tire installation is also available in many areas. That means you order the tires, they'll come to your house or your office and put them on while you're doing other things. Pretty awesome,
that's
right?
Baller right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I need new tires, but yeah. I'm going to be sitting watching the game. It's Can you put my tires
move.
On? Thank you.
No, you're the man if you got this. TireRack.com/sports to see the Kumho test results and special offers. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me for the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months. Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. Move over, Adam Levine and Maroon 5. Make way for Megan Thee Stallion and her verse.
Make lots of room, because she's got them cakes. Now, if you missed this, again, we have a different algorithm on social media. Because she was all over mine. Megan Thee Stallion threw out the first pitch at the Astros game yesterday. And, man, she stood on the mound and knew exactly what she was doing, even though she pretended she didn't.
Yeah. Megan Thee Stallion always reminds you of COVID for the rest of your life. You know, there's certain things like Tiger King will always remind you of COVID. Megan Thee Stallion remind you of COVID?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay. I was thinking, like, her big song was, like, the song while you were stuck at home. Remember we even changed the words? Like, Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him. Like,
oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. But no. After that visual last night, that's all I really think about. And a shout-out to Elky the Stallion. Have fun Googling her. She was a guest on our show many years ago.
No, thanks.
Flashback on a Friday when we were on Maxim Radio. But it's Fox Sports Radio, Covino and Rich. We're pumped for the weekend. We're pumped for baseball, Final Four, and Love is Blind, baby. Again, we'll talk about that next hour, weekend hobnobbing. And to wrap it up, you know, I got to quote our good pal Jay Stu from the Gottlieb Show. He said about the lucky catch yesterday, he goes, there's something to be said about being in the right position to make that quote-unquote lucky catch, don't you think?
It's like life, right?
Yeah, he said, so there's skill just getting there and being in position. No, Ramos?
Yeah, of course. I mean, he ran backwards, but I mean, he still was in a bad spot.
Yo, and the craziest part about this lucky or best catch ever, you know, what do you think? Let me know. Let us know. 877-99 on Fox. Is that he stabbed at it forward, it appears to be. Like, he didn't even catch it on the run. It's like the ball was past him already when he made the catch. That's what made it even more crazy.
And the Angels lost, which wasn't crazy. Sure.
Right.
That actually right. was a, yeah.
We're talking about, again, Hunter Renfro's catch, who at first, because it was such an amazing catch, I was like, wow. Look at Mike Trout. I thought it was Mike Trout because he looks so much like Mike Trout. I was like, Mike Trout did another and made another unbelievable catch, but it was Hunter Renfro.
So the way he snags it, he's running towards the wall, but he leaps towards it. He leaps at an angle to intersect the ball.
Yeah, honestly, I can't even figure out how he made that catch.
He leaps to the side almost.
A no look catch. We've never seen it, and we saw it.
It was amazing, Ramos.
It looked like angels in the outfield. That's what it looked like too.
Yeah, right. Like someone put it in his glove.
By the way, Spot, I agree with you. Amazing, but I think you could also say lucky. I think that's my point. It was
Lucky Catch or Please Best Catch Ever.
It's Lucky by Britney Spears, the next break.
It's a debate.
That's a good one. Write that down. Hold on.
Yeah. She's a star.
Now, I'm sure we'll talk more about Megan Thee Stallion and other observations, but we got to talk about this proposal, too.
But before you say
after
that, though.
After some phone calls.
Let's go to the phone calls, but I'm looking at the box score, and how typical. Otani throws a gem.
A gem and a hologram.
And still, the Angels find a way to lose. Trout had an 0 for an opening day, but it is wild to think that the Angels just can't. They're starting to gain a reputation that it's no longer like a joke. It's like, yo, they can't close. Let's go to Jeremy in Idaho. What's up, man?
I just got to say, for the amount of people that I heard from, that didn't know baseball, don't follow baseball, guys that I've been around for a long time, I played ball. Guys that I heard from were like, you see that catch by Mike Trout? Just the fact that social media pushes these things so hard, it spreads so fast, and, creates a firestorm. I think it's great for the game. I was against a lot of these rule changes, but old dog needs to learn new tricks.
You know what? Social media is definitely pushing the hype a little bit this season with the highlights and all the talk of the pitch clock and how it's working. And correction, it wasn't Mike Trout. It looks like Mike Trout, but it's Hunter Renfro.
And you know what? Based on what Jeremy said, great point. I'm glad you called because that might sort of also tie together what we're saying, how baseball this year...
Wildfire spreads.
Maybe MLB is saying, hey, everyone, maybe they like said, hey, we should have an emphasis on trying to really circulate some of these highlights. And I know it's hard. You can't just be like, let's make it viral. It sort of happened, though, yesterday. I feel like opening day, I saw the Renfro catch, Megan Thee Stallion's booty, and what we're about to talk about.
Adam Wainwright singing the national anthem.
Singing the national anthem. So baseball delivered some cool moments, and I just think that people may not want to watch 3 hours of a game, even 2.5, even though they reduced it. But still, I think each day you're going to see a few things like that.
There's always hype around the opener, the season opener.
That's true.
So it's like they're going to step it up for that.
We were more hyped yesterday than we've been in years for some reason.
Maybe the World Baseball Classic was a little good. Little good tease.
Game 40.
World Baseball Classic spot was like some foreplay. It was like we poured a drink, put on some music.
There's a lot of guys listening that don't know what you're talking
about.
Guys,
foreplay is when you... All right, let's talk about this proposal I think we have different stances on it. I think this guy's like a cool idiot. Is that a good way to put it?
No, I think it's a terrible way to put it. This guy had no business being on the field. None. I have no tolerance for Ricardo Juarez. I mean, congratulations on your proposal and for the rest of your life. I hope you have a splendid marriage of love and laughs together. Live, laugh, and love all you want, but get off the field, buddy.
Hope you have great health insurance, too.
Now, here's the pregunta, little question. If you don't know the clip we're talking about, clearly you're living under a rock because I feel like I've seen it 20 times.
Seriously.
Spotty, I'll start with you. Unnecessary for the security guard to lay him out like he's Ronnie Lott in 1989.
I'm currently watching it like the Zapruder film.
We say Jack Tatum.
If you see, first of all, the force, the angle at which the security guard comes for a guy that is kneeled down on the field, stationary, his upper half, if you do it in slow motion, his upper half looks like rubber. He is like his head bends completely to the side. His body and torso snaps into half to the side.
You can't criticize a security guard for doing what they're supposed to do and doing it at a high level. Mm. We're protecting Major League Baseball players here, and we're just trying to set a precedence, and that is stay off the field because you don't belong there.
Agreed.
So if you missed it somehow because you hit your head last night or you fell asleep early and you're not living the social media lifestyle, Ricardo Juarez is a Dodgers fan. And he's in center field. He's like in left center. And he just hops over the fence and runs into left center field. He's on the field. He gets on one knee and he proposes to Ramona, the love of his life. But he's there on a knee for a good, 6-7 seconds.
Dearest
asking
Ramona, will you marry me?
He's asking her in front of all the Dodgers fans. And again, it wasn't something that was planned out or approved by the Dodgers. He just stormed the field and got on a knee in the outfield as she watched from the stands. Security comes running in full speed, and Rich said it best. It's like Ronnie Lott just taking someone out.
This is like a hit that was delivered to Wes Welker or Antonio Brown when he, you know, got his marbles shook loose. This was,
and then they put him in handcuffs.
This was un.
I'm a lover.
Necessary, and I'm not one to.
I'm a peaceful man.
I'm not one to, you know, get the back of someone that made a dumb mistake. This guy shouldn't be on the field.
Well, yeah, but, you ask yourself, like, would you do that, Rich?
No, but you know what
it's like? No, because you did your proposal like a normal person.
But, Covino, you know what it is like also? You ever see a bouncer at a bar that unnecessarily roughs up a drunk guy? It's like, God, the guy's drunk. He needs to be kicked out of the bar. But you don't need to grab him by the throat. You don't need to throw him on the cement.
Really? Or you set an example out of this.
This guy wasn't some J.O. that was like, I'm going to streak the field.
No. How do you know?
But Covino, we are in a Sue Happy state, so don't you think?
Sue Happy? He shouldn't be there.
I understand
and who
that.
Who knows? Security doesn't know what this dummy's pulling out of his pocket.
Look at I'm just telling you the other side of it.
Not you. Use some discretion,
though, when you are bouncing or at a club. Because I know clubs that have been sued because of what their bouncers did.
Okay, God forbid this guy pulled out a weapon and he's on the field. Then what are you going to say about, where was security? They're doing their job. This guy did his job to an extreme level. It seemed and appeared like a tad bit much, but the security guy is absolutely in the right. And if this tool bag wants to sue anybody, then good for him. I hope he gets nothing out of it.
To me, this is done with the same tact as the people who did their gender reveal and started a forest fire.
You think that?
Yes.
This guy thinks he's above
the
50,000 people in that stadium.
Your proposal's so important.
And that he could just waltz onto the field in the middle of the game on opening day and say, will you marry me?
What was he envisioning? Everyone was like, oh, this is the best.
I do have a request in to him and Ramona to join the show. So we'll see if we hear back.
Well, hey, I'd love to welcome him to the show.
After you just called him an ass clown?
That's okay.
Is he in traction right now?
I could respectfully say, hey, congratulations, man. live, laugh, and love. What you did was a bonehead move.
I think he's okay because I sent you a picture of
Tad bit extreme,
Twitter.
She says, but he's a Leo. What can you expect?
Yes. I'm a Leo. And I'd never do something stupid like that.
And of course, I said yes. One thing I would like to ask him, who got on their hands and knees and found the ring?
Nah. Yeah, because honestly, that thing I could imagine flying into the upper deck with the force at which this guy was hit.
Wow. I mean, he got pummeled for sure.
And I'm sure, and I agree with Covino, by the way, I'm sure there are legal ways. He probably, a month ago, could have went to the Dodgers, wrote a letter, done something. Hey, I'm thinking of proposing to my future wife. What can I do it?
Yeah.
The way he did it was very... It was spontaneous, but it was also very stupid.
Yeah. You know,
and against the rules.
We're going to take your feedback, your calls on this. Foolish, awesome, the proposal at Dodger Stadium.
You want to do batting practice?
Yeah.
Why reach out? Just run onto the field in the middle of batting practice.
Or why don't you just snag some fly balls because you're so entitled.
Just run out there.
Sounds like a hell of an idea. Dan Byer, what do you think, man?
I cannot give any advice on proposing, considering the ring was upside down when I proposed. Yeah.
Shut up.
You know, like because it's top heavy, because the ring is sitting up in a box. So I thought, well, heck, you know, it's just got this small little lid. Just, you know, open it like that.
Didn't you practice, Dan, like in front of the mirror or something?
No, not at all.
Did you at least put it on the right hand, meaning the left
just
hand?
Got it on the correct hand. Yes. All at the third inning of the Brewers-Reds game at Miller. No, I'm kidding. Major League Baseball, by the way, says they are aware of the altercation that occurred between the fan and Anthony Rendon last night Oakland, looking into that matter. Tonight, women's Final Four guys tips off at 7 o'clock Eastern time. LSU takes on Va Tech. Then Iowa goes up against South Carolina in the nightcap. Kansas freshman Grady Dick is entering the NBA draft, while Michigan's Hunter Dickinson is entering the transfer portal. Looks like the NBA and Union are going to get a deal done on a new CBA by the deadline tonight. The opt-out deadline, that is. That's according to ESPN. The one and done likely to stay, as that topic has been tabled. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown questionable for the Celtics as they take on the Jazz. Valero Texas Open. Patrick Rogers leads at 11 under par. Well, Tiger Woods is scheduled to meet with the media on Tuesday at the Masters. Another sign that he's likely to tee it up at Augusta next week. Guys, back to you.
Thank you, Dan Byer.
You know, I'm not defending this guy because it was an asinine move to get on the field. No one should do this, right?
No,
but what I'm saying
Megan Thee Stallion, asinine.
Asinine.
Like a 9.5.
There were two asinine moves yesterday. But the guy going in the outfield to propose, I get it. Foolish move. But I do stand by the security guard. It's like the bouncer that's waiting to just unload, like maybe anger, like, oh, I'm going to get him. There was no need to clobber that guy like you were a free safety in the 80s.
There is a need, and that's to set an example and send the message to all the other fans that think this is okay. And Ramos said it. There is an appropriate way to do this. They would have been on the big screen. He would have been, you know, in the stands proposing to his fiance. Like a normal couple would.
Yeah,
who
you know
is
what,
he?
Though?
Who does he think he is
you know
to be on the field?
You know what's
dude?
Going on today, though? Everyone's talking about him, so mission accomplished. I mean,
mission accomplished.
So what?
He looks like a fool. If I was his fiance, Ramona, I'd be embarrassed.
I think you got it all.
They both should be embarrassed.
I think you got
there
it all
goes
wrong.
That request.
I think you got it all wrong. Ramona, I think this is beautiful and romantic.
Beautiful and romantic. You condone this? You're out of your mind.
I do, and I'll tell you why. Next, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Covino and Rich, live from the TireRack.com studio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
All right, CNR on FSR, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're all chalked up about baseball, as you can tell. You know who's chalked up? That security guard last night.
Dude, he was so anxious to just lay that guy out. I'm telling you, it's like the aggressive bouncer that's like, just waiting.
Well, testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Chalk is the new champion of natural tea boosters. Chalk boosts testosterone 20% in 90 days. Chalk is given 35% off with code CRSHOW. That's chalk.com.
Chalk, chalk, chalk.
Code CRSHOW. Chalk, CHOQ.com.
All right. Also, as we are live from the TireRack.com studio, reminding you that Discover hooks you up, automatically doubles all your cash back at the end of your first year. That's right. Everything you've earned doubled. Seriously, see terms for yourself at discover.com/match. Now,
Ramos, did you play that song because Rich is a huge fan of The Gap?
No.
he's a fan of The Baby Gap with his
Danny's
tight shirts.
Like, that guy got a bomb dropped on him last night when he got run over, so that's why we played it.
But Rich does love The Gap.
Do you like The Gap?
I don't. These guys are morons.
I'm sorry.
One thing I want.
Pleated khakis.
Any new listener, I want them to know. Covino and Spot.
Then why are you wearing that performance fleece?
Or morons.
That's Old Navy.
Yeah, why are you wearing that Baby Gap T-shirt?
I don't know. Why are you wearing earrings and affliction stuff from the 2000s? So I wanted to, before we get back to baseball, the proposal. I was just looking at a highlight from the NBA. We'll get to NBA later. I want to congratulate someone. 21 letters. That's how many letters are in the first and last name of Thanasis Antetokounmpo. He might have the best Scantron fill-out form of all time. I looked up Jared Saltamacchia. South of Lamakia?
South of Lamakia.
20 letters total. So I don't know if there's an athlete. Think about it. If that's something you want to challenge me on, see if you can find an athlete with more letters in their name.
That dude Kwame on Love is Blind has a longer name than that. Kwame, he has like six names.
That is true. But Thanasis Antetokounmpo.
How did he do that in kindergarten?
Filling out a Scantron was a nightmare for that dude. Well, anyway, let's go to Tim in Arizona. We're talking about the proposal at Dodger Stadium opening day yesterday. Covino thinks this guy's a buffoon. I don't think he should have been. I don't think he should have been on the field, but I think it's memorable. And the reality
is memorable. It's embarrassing. He looked like a dumbass. He looked like a dunce out there. But Danny G did make a good point. Unfortunately, we live in the upside down where everything's backwards and nothing makes sense. Where this guy probably does have a lawsuit on his hands. He's going to say, oh, my collarbone. Oh, you know, this was unnecessary. Because that sort of thing does happen all the time, right, Danny G?
The upside down.
And I'm not saying it's right what he did, but you have to be careful in California. I know a couple of clubs where their bouncers were over aggressive, and then those customers sued the club. One of them won. So you just got to be careful as a business.
And that makes zero sense.
Bouncers and security guards, nothing against them. I know you're doing your job. I respect you. Everyone's on their hustle. But you're trying to tell me you've never seen a bouncer or a security guard that's just waiting? They're just waiting. They just want to be aggressive. Danny G, we were at a club once in New York City, and we were wrapping up the tab, paying the bill.
But think on the flip side. So are you supposed to treat this guy kindly? Like, what the hell is he doing there?
But maybe, all right.
That guy could have been a maniac for all anybody knew.
Yeah, but all right. I mean, you couldn't assess it right away that he was holding up a ring.
He's not supposed to be there.
I know. But again,
By the way, that clip did go ultra viral last night.
The aggressive level was just off the charts. Spot. I remember you and I were at a bar lounge in New York City back in the day, and we were closing out the tab. It was not even that late, and Spot was sitting on like a couch in the lounge area, but like leaning back. Some unnecessarily jerk of a bouncer is like, yeah, get up, stop slouching. And Spot's like, what do you mean? And the guy's like, yeah, you can't sleep at the club. And Spot's like, I'm not sleeping. My buddy's closing out the tab. I'm just sitting here. The guy's like, get the F up. And Spot's like, dude, I'm just sitting. The guy like grabbed Spot to like physically remove him. And I remember thinking like why? Unnecessary.
It's a great story, Rich, but that's not what happened here.
Yeah, but I'm saying like this guy could have been grabbed. He lunged at him like he was Goldberg doing a spear in the WCW back in the day. He looked like he was doing a little,
And by the way, I loved it.
I think we all did, but I'm not saying the guy has a lawsuit. I'm just saying he has a really great story for a proposal. He's lucky he's not in a neck brace like Bobby the Brain Heenan. I'll say that.
He will be when he tries to sue.
We'll talk some NBA, NFL, a bunch next right here on Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.